When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yes, welcome to the show, Badge and Sats. For a Thursday night, a lot happening tonight in the world of sport, not on the rugby league field, but in the rugby union. Of course, the boxing ring as well. And we are only one sleep away from the second week of the finals, as I bring my good friend Gary Belcher in.
Hello, Scott. How are you? Now, you're not really pumped up about the boxing tonight, I know, because it's a bit of a G up. But yeah, I think there'll be plenty of people watching, won't there?
I'm actually a little bit frightened for Justin Hodges.
This is Paul Gallen versus Hodges and Hannett.
Probably mostly Ben Hannett, yeah. Mm. Now, I rang four or five establishments today, licensed premises, to go and watch it.
Yep.
Not one person had...
Not one of those
licensed premises who normally have the fights.
So you just going to get it on at home?
No, the Sporting Globe's got it, so I'm going to go to the Sporting Globe. Have my Nourish Bowl, like I always do.
Yeah, everyone else is on the beers, yeah. The rums. You're on the Nourish Bowl.
Yeah, welcome to the show, all the listeners through the Super Radio Network. SENQ 693 AM, SEN 1620 AM, 1323 AM in Canberra, and the SEN app 1170 as well. In and around New South Wales, and also get us on the podcast, Sports Day NSW, Sports Day QLD, iTunes, Spotify, and give us a call. Also, get part of the show like you do each night, 0457 736 736.
Can they actually win tonight, the Wallabies, and therefore be a chance to take back the Bledisloe Cup for the first time in 20 years? Now, they actually, because the All Blacks have the Bledisloe Cup, it's locked in a cupboard and they've thrown away the key. Mm. They only have to win one of these two games.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
There's only two games this week, next week, I think. And then they keep the Bledisloe Cup.
Used to be 3 years ago.
Was three it Bledisloe. Only two?
This is before the rugby championships were around. It was just three Bledisloe Cups.
See, in the rugby championship, they play each other twice, each team. Mm. So they just use those two games.
Yeah, even though they're slight favourites, they haven't had some great form, the All Blacks. They beat the Argentinians, as Sean Maloney told us last night, quite comfortably in their last test. But Australia themselves haven't been great. But as you said, 20 years. And our good friend, Matty Rat Rogers, he played in that last blow.
Oh,
scored a try. Matty Burke kicked the goal to win the game.
Ooh, good memory, Sats. Yeah. So that game is on tonight in Melbourne. And
Marvel Stadium, sold out.
Yeah,
cool. Outstanding. And that fight night, the origin fight night between Gallen, Hodges and Hannett, that starts around 7 p.m. the coverage, and then the first fight's about 20 past 7. So
that's happening in Brisbane.
In Brisbane, yeah. Nissan Arena. Paul Gallen will fight, I'm led to believe, Ben Hannett first. That may change. He'll have an hour break, and there'll be other fights, undercards in between that. And then the main fight will be against...
What if he loses
Justin
the first
Hodges.
One, I've asked?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. Now, what we're going to do on tonight's show, because it is finals, we are going to relive some of the great finals matches, not grand finals. Some of the great finals matches. And tonight, because we had a couple of text messages last night about the North Sydney Bears, we're going to go back to the 1994 Bears versus Broncos qualifying final.
Ooh.
Some great names in both those sides.
I couldn't remember what happened until you sent some notes through, Sats. And, outstanding game.
Mario Fenech in the front row for the Bears.
Yeah, Mars.
And the Broncos, who finished fifth after that regular season, top five back then. And they were going for a three-peat.
They were. A young bloke, Matty Sears, flying at the back for the Bears and the Broncos. An all-star team. But, we won't even give away the end result for you just yet.
No, we won't. We've also got some more NRL Player of the Year awards. We went across some of those last night. So for Manly, their annual awards, the Roy Bull Best and Fairest. Come on, give me one. Give me someone.
Roy Bull, Best and Fairest. Kieran Foran.
Lachlan Croker.
Oh, there you go. You tossed him up last night as one of the most reliable players in the comp.
North Queensland Cowboys, the Paul Bowman, the Bear Bowman Medal.
Val Holmes or Scott Drinkwater or Jeremiah Nanai, Ruben Cotter.
Jason Taumalolo.
Jason Taumalolo, he wins it again. You can't keep giving it to the same bloke. What about their halves? Tommy Dearden.
Chad Townsend.
Chad Townsend.
Hard to go past Nanai.
They have been very consistent, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. South Sydney Rabbitohs, the George Piggins Medal, the godfather of the bunnies.
Would go to...
I don't think you'll get this one.
Okay. Been injured. A couple of blokes I'm thinking about. Started pretty poorly, Cody Walker. I'm going to go into the forwards. Kalama Tungi.
Ooh.
How'd it go?
Tavita Totola. The Warriors, the Simon Mannering. We talked about reliable players. Mannering was thrown up. It's a Simon Mannering medal.
At the Warriors.
Could be. Toss a coin.
Yes. I've got.
He's a bit of a utility.
Oh, Jazz Tavunga.
Ewan Aiken.
Ewan Aiken.
Found a home in the second row.
Back rower, yeah.
Now, each Thursday night, we finish the show with a song, and it's usually got a bit of a theme to it. Badge.
Always has.
You have chosen what?
Let's play it. London calling
through the faraway towns. Now war is declared. Great band. Love this band.
Yes. Now, London Calling, The Clash.
Yep.
And London is calling for the World Cup.
Yes.
It's being played in England and all over the place, but including some semi-finals in London.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have The Clash. It'll be blaring out there. The Kiwis actually named their squad.
Even
players that are still in the finals, were they named today? Yeah, 31-man squad.
Or something like that, yeah.
And as suspected, Jared Rhee Hargraves is in at sets, which means in those three early games in the tournament, he can serve his suspension.
Exactly.
Because he won't be doing that for the Chooks. I see Matt Dimico, who's born in Auckland. He's in the squad.
Yep.
And Sebastian Chris, Brisbane born, moved to Canberra when he was eight, so he qualifies.
I didn't think he was a Kiwi.
No, he's of
Kiwi
Maori descent, yes, and Indigenous Australian.
Yes.
And another heritage as well. So, yeah, he qualifies that way.
Yeah, nice. We've got all the names for those squad members a little bit later on. Now I've chosen this one in honour of Steph Gilmore. I love the way you talk, you walk. That's a little bit creepy, actually.
I know.
That's creepy. Of course, Matt, you throw me under the bus then. Deliberately looked out for that line. But, of course, she won her eighth world title.
But she didn't wipe out. That was the thing.
I know.
She was amazing.
Yeah. I know. Kelly Slater.
To do what she did in this new format to come, she came fifth and those five fought it out. And she had to beat every other competitor in a head-on-head match to get to the final against the leading woman, Carissa Moore. And she beat her as well. It's just amazing.
And she's the veteran too.
Yes. Mm. Eight times now world champion, the most ever for a woman in surfing.
Did you put that in their badge or was that you, Matt? Or was that, must have been Jack. Hoodoo Gurus are on tour right now.
Have
you seen them live?
Yeah, absolutely.
Matty?
Absolutely.
They played in Brisbane last night, actually.
Oh, wow.
Did you meet Rick, the bass player?
No, I...
Good champion bloke?
I've met... On the 2006 grand final, which was Brisbane versus Melbourne, and the NRL introduced the Gold Coast Titans into the comp. So we had all the players and the staff in the football, and they introduced them before the game. And Hoodoo Gurus played that song, surfing theme, Gold Coast, as they introduced the team up the field. So I got to meet lead singer,
Dave
Faulkner. Got to meet him. He's a Mad Sharkies fan.
Yes, he is.
And I believe some of them are Mad Rabbitohs fans.
Well, all I know about Rick is Rick Roseman, that he was in the Divinals and the Hoodoo Gurus.
No.
And He is a mad Queensland fan.
Okay.
Yeah, he's hanging out with us in Origin and is a champion bloke.
So 0457 736 736, which song do you want to finish the show? London Calling by The Clash or like Wow, Wipeout, Hoodoo Gurus. Now, Badge, I don't know whether you saw The Fan last night, Vossi and Lara Pitt show.
No.
Great show. Really good show. And they had one of my favourites and one of your favourites, Bobby McCarthy, on talking about his career.
Coach me, the great Macca.
Famous 1967 grand final. There's a story about that. But he told a short story about growing up in Redfern.
Yeah, my backyard in Redfern butted onto Bernie Purcell's backyard. And then of a Sunday morning when Bernie had played football, his mother would get his jumper and his shorts and his socks and put them up on the old clothes prop. And all the kids in the area had all come down, sit in the back lane and watch his mum put his jumper up on the line. And it was like the Australian flag going up. And we're all in awe of it, watching. We're all thinking, God, look at that. We should love to be like that one day.
What a great man.
Yeah. He was saying he nearly missed a grand final. Because
1965 grand final was the famous one where there was, on record, 78,500 people against the great
MCG.
Dragons side. They were still on their, it was their 10th premiership in 65. And they had this young Rabbitohs forward pack. And anyway, he used to live near Redfern and it'd take him 10 minutes to get the SCG. So he left at 1:30 for a 3 o'clock game. Couldn't believe
in the
people
car.
In the street. Yeah, in the car. And he pulled up on the side of the road, said to the police officer, I'm playing. He said, well, park your car there, right next to this oak tree. And every time he drives past it still today, he points it out to his kids and his grandkids. That's the tree I parked my car under. And so he ran to the SCG and they were saying, stop pushing me through, take your time. He said, no, I'm playing. He's got his bag on his shoulder and he got to the front gate and they said, no, you can't come in without a ticket. He said, I'm playing. Bernie Purcell, who was then the coach of South Sydney, great coach he was, Bernie Purcell, for more reports. Said, where the F&L have you been? And long story, he said, he got in the dressing sheds at 2:45 before kickoff.
Oh, 3 o'clock game.
He said he ran out in the field and saw the people. They were all on the stands of the SCG, all at the showground behind as well on the staircase.
Yep.
And he said Bobby Moses and John O'Neill had tears in their eyes. He said, what are you crying for? He said, I didn't think this many people would turn up to watch us play.
Yeah, well.
End up losing.
That was the record, wasn't it, for a grand final crowd for many, many years.
Yeah, it is. Let's get to an NRL update really quickly for Polaris, Australia's number one selling side by side. And all eyes have been on Mitchell Moses. Badge, he's completed the captain's run. Looks like he's going to take his place.
Is that right? Okay. Well, we'll sort of be waiting to hear that. So that's very important news for Eels fans because, you know, they're not the same without him.
No.
And I know that they've got Jacob Arthur. What do you think about this, Sats? They named Jacob Arthur on the bench. Now, that could work for you if one of your halves goes down early. But if they don't, is it – many are saying they should have, another forward or another, more versatile
Depends
player.
Depends who you're playing against as well. They're playing against a big mobile
pack.
Raiders pack.
Yep.
Is it probably more worthwhile having – a Nathan Brown or a Bryce Cartwright who's a little bit can play in the halves if you need him to with his skill. But Nathan Brown's that real player that loves confrontation, got a bit of an offload in him. I mean, Jacob Arthur may not get used at all. They may be running with 16 if Moses and Dylan Brown or Gutherson doesn't go down injured.
Yeah.
So
well, it could be it could be a brilliant move.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it could backfire.
Absolutely. Hey, Ricky Stewart, before we get to a sports update, has the best strike rate in finals. Now, you brought this to my attention, Badge, of any coach over the last 40 years.
Yeah, well, I did steal it from Paul Crawley, story today about, Ricky, he's won 15 of 22. This is of all coaches that have coached more than five finals, I think. 15 of 22 matches at...
Crap stack.
Damn. Jeez, you're quick on the trigger there, man. 68%. Well, that's crashed out. I'm not going there then.
68%. So that's, what'd you say, 15 wins from 22 matches in the finals, better than Bellamy, Robinson and Cleary. And we've got to remember, I think a lot of people forget, his first head coaching role was at the Roosters and they went 2002, 2003, 2004 grand finals.
Yes.
One in his first year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be careful not to talk him up too much because they've got to get this a big game tomorrow night and I don't want to suggest they're over the line because this is a massive, massive game and Parramatta are one of the best sides in the comp. But he's never missed out making the prelim final once he's won in the first round of the finals. Never missed out on making the prelim.
That's an amazing stat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Let's get to a sports update.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
Yeah, join Robson Civil Projects, jobs at robsoncivil.com.au. And before we get to that, we've got Joy Arrow coming up next as well.
Oh, yes.
Talk about their upcoming game and also the fallout of last weekend's game against the Roosters. Badge. Now, tonight's fight, Ben Hannett really didn't want to take the fight, but someone else made the decision
he
for
reckons
him.
He said, no, I'm not doing it. And then his wife said, we're building a house, Ben, and we need a pool. We need the money.
That'll do.
They've got 8 kids, so you definitely got to have a pool.
What?
So, yeah.
So that's 8 kids. What? And 8 kids you're fighting because we want a pool.
Might need some diving practice. But yeah. So look, I think it's ill advised to jump in the ring with someone like.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
And I hope he's better prepared. And he has said he wasn't well enough prepared when he had that fight against Justin Hodges a while ago. Tried to do it all in a few weeks. Mm. So. I hope he's, yeah.
If he wasn't prepared to fight Justin Hodges, he would be well underprepared to be fighting a guy who has jumped in with the Australian heavyweight champion, who's jumped in with a world UFC champion.
Yeah, who's not just a slugger.
Exactly, he can fight.
He can fight. He's a boxer.
Absolutely. And James Hurd Badge is in the running for possibly a return to Essendon.
I didn't think, I don't know enough about AFL and what happens in there, but I thought... Given that all the drama with the supplement scandal and then, he took time off and then he came back and coached him in 2015 and then resigned and all around that, I just wouldn't have seen this coming. I guess it would be like Shane Flanagan coming back to the Sharks. You just can't see it happening.
Yeah.
But apparently they've interviewed him.
I'd be very wary about... If you can prove that a person was aware, and I'm not saying I don't know enough about the James Hurd situation and whether he was primarily aware of what was going on with that peptide scandal.
Yeah.
And like Shane Flanagan and co, if they're aware of any program, I'd be very hesitant about letting them oversee a group of young sportsmen and women again.
There you go.
Mate, assistant coach, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Now, on that boxing, we were just talking about the Gallen versus Hannett and Hodges tonight. Absolute disgrace, this text says, Brendan. For Australian boxing stats, we should be talking about Liam Paro, Brock Jarvis upcoming fight.
Yes.
Liam Paro will win multiple belts for Australia in the next 10 years.
As will
and yet we're
possibly
talking about
Brock Jarvis.
Former footballers. Yeah. I know. It doesn't sit well with me some ways. But I think I mentioned it last night. One of the Maloney lads who fought on an undercard for Gal, he said he understands. It helps put bums on seats and gets eyes back on boxing, which was 10 years or so ago. It was going nowhere.
Mm.
But it's back in now.
You want the right eyes on boxing.
Yeah, I know.
The ones that make the big decisions and promote the big fights overseas. Not bums like us sitting in a pub watching it.
Yeah, true.
60 years of family culture. Join the Robson Civil Projects team for the opportunity of a lifetime. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Thanks to Kia, the all-new Kia Niro. You can see it on kia.com.au. Joy Arrow is going to drop by very soon.
Sports Day, the all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au. Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Murray goes away to Cody Walker. Early kick chasing through. Joy Arrow. It was a bow and arrow for Joy. The kick was perfect for Cody Walker. And Joy Arrow pounced on it. And they might just have pounced on a semi-final victory.
Yeah, it's a dangerous left side there for the Rabbitohs. And this man scored a try and... forming a really good combination with Cody Walker on that left-hand side. He's one of the show favourites as well, South back row. Joy Arrow joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Joy?
No, good, boys. Thanks for making me feel good.
Now, that game last week, I know you don't want to probably focus on it too much because you've only got a game 2 days away, but did that game feel like it went for a whole week?
Yeah, it did. It did, Sats. It was full on. It obviously had everything in it. I knew the emotions and the crowd was going to get into it. The emotions were high. The physicality of the game was high, but it did. It felt like it went forever, especially in that second half when when the lungs are hanging out and you just want the game to be over, it sort of dragged on for a fair bit. But no doubt, as a fan looking in, it was probably a good spectacle to watch.
I know there was a lot at stake, of course, a knockout final, and then that Rabbits and Roosters rivalry. But early on in the game, being on the field, could you tell there was that extra bit of intensity in that game?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially it being a do or die footy game, it was everything on the line. And as I said before, it had absolutely everything. 17 binnings, 1,000 head high tackles. And, we had obviously a packed crowd there as well. The atmosphere was unreal. But we're just sort of glad we could get that one done and dusted. And there was a lot of nerves and a lot of emotion before the game. So it was just good to get the win so we can move to, I suppose, the next job.
You've been there, Jai, 3 years now at the Bunnies. Do you still get surprised just how hyped up everyone is around your clashes with the Roosters?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that I didn't really know about coming down to the club was how much rivalry there actually was and how much the fans and not only the fans but the club actually cared about, you know, that game. And it's always a fiery, it's always, I suppose, a good contest, and a contest that no doubt even Roosters and Rabbitohs fan, they enjoy watching that. Obviously, the two co-founded clubs in rugby league go toe-to-toe, and I didn't really know much about it till I come down, but I've sort of got to know the history, sort of got to know, you know, what goes on between the two clubs and the hatred and stuff like that. So it's definitely an enjoyable game to play in and play against, even though probably the last one that we just played was a bit of a weird one, but an enjoyable one as well.
Absolutely, yeah. No prisoners in that game. Hey, now you're a senior player and a rep player. Was there a point there where you and the other senior guys were trying to settle everyone down? And if, you know, how did you do that? How do you try to get everyone just to play footy to concentrate on the game?
It was actually a very different one for me. I haven't been nervous for a game in maybe 2 years. And I remember going to the stadium and I started to get nervous and I thought, this is really weird, and didn't know what to do. I just didn't feel right, and I feel like I was really nervous, and I started having a lot of emotions start to go through me. And as soon as we kicked off, it just felt like my legs went to jelly and fatigued straight away, and was under the pump straight away as soon as the game started. So it was a bit of a weird one for me, and it got better as the game went on. But at the start, I could tell you after our first defensive set, which we started in defence, I was my ass was hanging out, and I didn't know. I felt weird, so I don't know if it was just it being the first finals game of the year, whether it was that or whether it was just the emotion playing in a knockout final against the Roosters. But I didn't do anything different. I didn't do anything to change my preparation. I think it was the occasion and how big the crowd was, and it had a little bit of an Origin vibe to it. And with the senior players, that everyone just sort of went about their business. But everyone, I think, speaking to a lot of the boys, they sort of felt the same, that there was a lot of differences in that game. So, it's a bit of a weird one.
I'm just shocked, given that you've played in Grand Final, last year's Grand Final, you played Origin, that you're saying that's the most nervous you've been in maybe forever in a footy game.
It's
first week of the finals. Wow, that's, I don't know how
it was, that's what I mean. It was weird. Honestly, looking back, I can't really remember, but looking back at the Grand Final last year and even Origin this year, I wouldn't say I was overly nervous. I was more excited. But last week, I was very nervous and even felt a bit weird. And I had one of my physios yesterday actually said to me, "You seem different." He said, before the game against the Roosters, were you nervous or something? And I said, yeah, you're spot on there.
We've got that one out of the way at Allianz. Yeah. Probably new stadium as well. There's so much involved. Now, when you talk about there's so much emotion, Joy, and in the game, that before the game, during the game, post-game, a lot of excitement. Is Jason Demetriou and the playing group the sort of group to say, right here, we've got to ground ourselves and level out again? or do you just try and ride the wave of emotion?
No, I think you touched on the head there. JD's been, he's done a tremendous job in sort of getting us back focused on the job ahead. And we've got one job at a time at the moment, and that's Cronulla this week. But, we've played, I suppose, the first final last week. There was obviously that emotion. So hopefully that helps and the emotion goes out of it, because I feel like you can fatigue pretty quickly when you're playing on emotion. But it's just getting ourselves right on the training paddock, doing all the right things and training well through this week to get ready for a good defensive team in Cronulla.
Latrell, Jai, I mean, I'm mesmerised by him. One, he's just a massive human and a great athlete, but he's just got this vibe and this aura about him that he's just thriving in this environment. Is he like that internally as well? He's got that swagger?
Yeah, absolutely. And with Latrell, is what you see is what you get. And the way he carries himself off the field is the way he carries himself on the field. And I suppose from the outside looking in, some people would maybe call that arrogance, but it's not arrogance at all. I think it's a confidence in himself to perform well, and the confidence that he brings our side gets everyone else up. So to have him in our side, I just want Latrell to be Latrell, and he can do what he wants if he wants to continue to play the way he is, because he's such a handy person to have in your side.
How difficult is going through a final series when you're coming from outside the top four and it's sudden death each week? Or is that maybe not so nerve-wracking from now on in, because you're probably, you're going to be the underdogs?
Yeah, obviously there's that stat where they say no one's ever won it from outside the top four. But I think, records are there to be broken, and that's something that, we're not going to shy away from, is to be that first team to ever do that. And I'd say, as a lot of boys from Canberra have said, they've got nothing to lose. And so do we. It's do or die footy from here on in, and it's winner takes all. So I think we're playing with a lot of confidence, a bit of swagger, not from me, but from our superstar players in Latrell, Cody Walker and the likes of that. And I'm just excited for this next challenge and what it brings. It's it's just an exciting time of year, finals footy, and always grateful that I get the opportunity to put on that Rabbitohs jersey, go out there and have the fans behind us, and to be able to play in a final series, as both you boys know, it's a pretty tough gig playing rugby league, and to be playing in the final series is you still got to pinch yourself every day.
Yeah, and another big battle this week against the Sharkies, who have come off that really close loss, that Golden Point game. How do you make sure you're not as nervous or as you were last week? Do you listen to something like this?
Yeah.
Is that yours? Is that your?
That's your. You're a fan of his, aren't you?
Yeah, I love him.
Luke Combs. Yeah.
Luke Combs, I do. He's on my music playlist before the game. I'm sort of relaxed, mellow sort of music listener before a game. I like to just try and stay relaxed as possible. So Luke Combs will be on the he'll be on the cards, and I actually just bought a ticket to his concert next year. I'll be standing in the mosh pit going absolutely mental for him, I reckon. Might break out a few tears like the girls do with Justin Bieber.
We heard there's only two types of music as far as Jai Arrow is concerned, country and western.
That's it.
Is that right? It wouldn't be too, would there be too many boys in the club that are listening to the same music as you?
Yeah, absolutely. They all do. We all get around it, actually. So you can't beat it. You can't beat country music, I'm telling you.
I want to see you guys line
Grab
dancing
a beer,
after a try.
Yeah, well, I can't do that, but I can hold a beer in my hand and listen to country music. It's my favourite thing.
Hey, you said you were mellow before the game. Now, a little birdie that's inside your playing group there said you're one of the biggest pains in the ass before a game.
Who said that?
I'm not going to divulge my...
Your sources?
My sources. They said you're annoying.
I can be annoying. Like, I do like to annoy people before the game, but then just sort of do my own thing. I'd say I'm relaxed, but at the same time annoying. But I wouldn't say I annoy him too much, so I don't know who's telling fibs. I'd love you to snitch on him so I could have a word to him, but clearly you're rock solid with him.
Sats, I reckon you put him under the blowtorch.
I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Have you done this before, Joy? Sats a blowtorch?
Well, I've asked him. I've got some different ones for Joy.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. The toughest questions you'll have this year. Now, Joy Arrow, you got two players here, Damien Cook and Cam Murray. You got to choose one of those two. If you got two tickets to, okay, Luke Combs. You got two tickets to Luke Combs concert. There's one for you and the other one between Damien Cook and Cam Murray. Who do you take?
Oh, geez, that's a tough. I would have to say Camo, only because he lives close.
And give you a lift.
Give me a lift, and he's a country boy, and I know he loves Luke Combs. So
okay,
Camo.
Okay, out of those two players, which one would you like to mute for 24 hours?
Well, Camo doesn't really say much, so it has to be Cookie with his shit jokes.
Oh, no. Okay, I think this one would be pretty easy. If you had a two-man relay running for your life out of those two players over 100 metres, who do you pick?
Oh,
yeah,
Cookie.
Oh, he's a beach sprinter, didn't you know?
Apparently, there's a rumour, apparently he was a beach sprinter.
So. Yeah, we've heard that. Okay, out of those two, which one would be the first to leave on Mad Monday?
Cookie. Cookie.
Okay.
That's the best question I've been asked.
Okay, the last one. Okay. If one of those two had to tell a joke for your life and the crowd had to laugh, which one would it be?
Cookie's got crap jokes. So that's hard. Maybe Cookie's shit joke or make the crowd laugh because it's horrible. But then Camo might be undercover.
Yeah.
He might have undercover dad jokes as well.
Yeah,
so. I'm on the fence with that.
Yeah. Right. He seems too perfect, Cam Murray. That's the problem with him, isn't it? Hey,
yeah.
Hey Joy, you got a massive game on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium to go one step closer to another grand final appearance. And it's always great that you take time out to give us some of your time on Sports Day. So thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck on Saturday night.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Have fun at the Luke Combs concert.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've never really heard of Luke Combs. I feel a little bit ignorant.
Not
there,
into that
because I actually do like
genre.
I do like my Western.
Your country or your
country?
Western?
Country and Western.
Both of them.
Mm, absolutely. You got some text there, Badge? He's a good lad, isn't he? Good lad, Joy Arrow.
He is. Yes, yes, yes. On the boxing, the fight should not be showed on TV. It's embarrassing to the sport of boxing. They got rid of the circus boxing 100 years ago. Colin from Enfield. Whoa, rightio. What have we got on the NRL finals? Badge, I would never question your football knowledge, but you're well and truly off with the Pixies if you think Canberra will get within 20 of Para. Good on you, Steve from Dubbo. We know
funnily
you're
enough,
a Keane Eels
fan. Enough,
Steve. I think you sent that last week about the Panthers.
He also, Steve also in the same text said, yes, I know of Rick Grossman.
Grossman,
is it? Absolute
yep.
Herculean effort to come back from where he was.
Yes. Yeah, outstanding stuff. Had a, I don't think you'd mind me saying, a drug addiction. And
okay.
Many, many years ago, and he's he did so well to get back to his best.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's get to a break for Expert Car Service. Book online at repcoservice.com. And coming up next, we're going to focus on some of the great finals matches, and it's going to be the 1994 knockout semi-final between the North Sydney Bears and the Brisbane Broncos.
Sports Day, the all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au. Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. And as we said, we're going to focus on some of the great finals, not only tonight, but next week as well. And we're going to focus on the 1994 North Sydney Bears up against the Brisbane Broncos. And it was the elimination final. And before we do that, don't forget, vote for the songs to finish the show. Badger's song is
Thunder calling through the faraway town.
The Clash. One of my
How
favorite
do you go
bands,
past the Clash? Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Unless you come up with a great Aussie band like this.
I love the way you
That's stalking Steph Gilmore since
honor
she won
Steph
her
title. Eighth title.
You love the way talks and walks, and it's actually called.
I don't mind the way she
wipe
walks,
out. She doesn't wipe out. That's the whole thing.
Exactly. Now, 1994 final series, regarded as one of the greatest ever final series. And just to go through back then, got to remember it was a top five badge. You were used to the top five system. The Bulldogs were the minor premiers. The Bears finished second. The Raiders finished fourth. Raiders finished third. Manly finished fourth. Broncos finished fifth. Now, all finals were day games, so remember?
Therefore, the Bulldogs had a rest.
They did.
While the Bears played the Raiders and Manly played the Broncos. Manly Broncos was the knockout.
Well, Canberra beat North in week one. That was third beating second.
Mm.
And the Brisbane Broncos beat fourth place Manly for elimination. That was fifth beat fourth. So the Canberra faced North twice, I think, as finals. Yeah. But week two, Bears versus... the Broncos. Just
the one you're looking at.
Really quickly, let's go through some of the names in this Bears side badge. So you got your fullback, Matty Sears, second year of first grade.
Yep.
David Hall and Sean Hoppy. Ivan Cleary, Chris Caruana.
Oh, Ivan was out there, yeah.
Yeah. Greg Florimo, Jason Taylor. Tony Hearn, Mark Soden, Mario Fennec, Gary Larson, David Fairley, Billy Moore.
Gee, there's a strong Queensland contingent there with Tony Hearn, Gary Larson, Billy Moore, and then big Dave Fairley.
He was massive.
He actually went
player.
On the Kangaroo tour.
He did too, 94, yeah.
Him and Flo.
Julian O'Neill, Wendell Saylor, Steve Renoff, Chris Johns, Michael Hancock, Kevin Walters, Alan Langer. Not a bad back line. Mm. Andrew Jew, Kerrod Walters, Gavin Allen, Mark Hone, Alan Cairn, Terry Madison.
It's amazing how much
Lazo
that
off the bench
had not changed. Lazo off the bench.
Off the bench. He'd come back injured. Yeah.
Hadn't changed much since their grand final wins the two previous years. They'd won 92-93, the Broncos.
So Matt Sears, as we said, had a great year as 20. This is how good his year was. He kept Greg Barwick, who was a very good fullback, and you played a lot against him, Badge, in second grade. Ivan Cleary, as you said, forced him to the centres. Now, the Bears eventually won the game 15-14, and we'll sit back and just listen to some of these highlights, and we'll come back and have a chat in between. But this is the first try of the match, and the Bears struck early.
Doden goes into dummy half. They've done a fraction better. In fact, they've done much better as Larson finds Sears. Sears! Ah! Oh, he's got a big mover if he gets into the clear. Inside the 30. Out for Hoppy. He angles back. 20 metres out from the Brisbane line. Soden now. They've got to go quick left. Taylor does that. Long ball out for Fennec. On for Larson, the man who provided the break. Now it's out wide. Oh! He bounces over. It's Greg Florimo. It's a try, is it? Yes!
Yes, it is.
The Bears, they get the first.
Yeah, great try there.
Some great names there.
Some fantastic names there. So Sean Hoppy on the...
Good winger.
Yeah,
Canberra.
On the wing.
Yeah.
Outstanding stuff. So, yeah, Bears away to a very good start. But... I think they scored again the next one, didn't they?
The accountant.
They gave the Broncos something to chase.
Soden goes to the left. It's with Taylor. He shaped a kick and then passed. On the bounce, it's with David Hall. Hall, he's in. He's over. Another try.
He looked anything but a rugby league player, didn't he, David Hall?
He did.
A good player, but...
Good finisher.
Very, very good player. And then the Broncos finally got on the board. It was to and fro. This game, it was a really hard fought through the forwards. That back row of the North Sydney Bears was a star-studded back row, a really high work rate amongst the back row. And David Fairley was outstanding. But then a young winger who had only just been introduced into first grade the year before scored the Broncos' first try.
Five tackles gone just beyond the 20-metre line for Langer now to kick again. He goes to the air and decides to test Matt Sears. He'll take it comfortably. No, he's put it down. And Brisbane get a hand to it and they get a try. Taylor will pass again. Larson puts the fend on. And North Sydney, they get their third try.
Yeah, he had a great game, Gary Larson. He set up one and he scored one as well.
And Jason Taylor only won from three.
Yes.
And they were up 14-6, I think.
They were. And then Saylor scored again, scored his second. Then Kevvy Walters made it 14-14 all. And the vision of Mario Fennec, if you go back and look at it, he's just riding the wave of emotion on the sideline. He's always an emotional player, wasn't he, Badge?
Absolutely. Yeah. Big Muzz.
And then not long before full time, they get great field position through a Matty Sears break, and then you didn't have to give this guy another opportunity.
Taylor
He's over to the left. They're pointing at him. Walters, I don't know whether he was directly behind. Taylor goes for the shot. Taylor, he's got it. Taylor, he's got it. North Sydney lead by a point. And they go through to play in the final. And there it is. Mario Fenwick leaves the benches. It is over for Brisbane. A magnificent reign at the top comes to an end.
Yeah, so that meant they went through. The Broncos out after their they were chasing their third premiership in a row. So the Bears went on next week to play the Raiders for the second time and got beaten again by the Raiders, which put them into the grand final. Hot favourites, the Bulldogs. But, of course, it started so badly for the Bulldogs. We'll go into this game another week, but they started so badly and they were... It was the biggest scoreline in the grand final for about 30 years. The Raiders put plenty on them.
It's now known as Paul Osborne Day, isn't it?
Well, it certainly wasn't Marty Bella Day.
No, it wasn't.
He dropped the ball from the kickoff and they scored a couple of tackles
36-12.
Later. 36-12.
Canberra ended up winning, didn't they? Yeah. And as you said, on that route tour, Dave Fairley, Greg Florimer, Gary Larson didn't go.
No.
Or Billy Moore.
No,
okay,
I
interesting.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Text us in 0457-736-736. What are your great moments in finals? Not grand finals. What are some of the great finals, that specific final that you want us to focus on next week? We'll try and get across some of those next week. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Hope you enjoyed that. And that's thanks to Kia. The all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au. More of your text next.
Sports Day. The all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. At the end of the first hour, let's get to some of these text messages, Badge.
G'day, boys. The Perth Power Pest here, Triple P. I'm into the boxing tonight, unlike us. We're a very serious country these days. Can't we have a joke? Everyone should just enjoy a few blokes punching on for what it is and get around it. P.S. Tell Badge I said Raiders don't stand a chance. See you at paradise.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
they got a good point there. Just sit back and enjoy the entertainment, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think what a lot of people are a little bit perturbed about is guys that aren't fighters, renowned fighters, and Gal's worked himself up to being a really good fighter, actually, and deserves money that he gets, but guys are going to get anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000 to $60,000 when you've got these boxers that have been fighting since they were 9, 10 year old.
Yeah.
Are fighting for a pittance.
Now, Shotgun Shine, voting for hard choice, but voting for the Guru Sats. Big rap there for the Hooter Guru. So is Sporty Gav.
Mm.
And he says, what about Greg Florimer? The skateboard kid was a brilliant player.
He was.
Flo, champion. He's still championing the North Sydney Bears, trying to get him back in somehow.
Hey, boys, what a great interview. I would have Jai in my kangaroo team. Can play anywhere in the forwards. Mick.
Mm.
He'd definitely be mentioned if they keep going through the finals, isn't he?
I think so, yeah. And the further you go, we were just saying that the Raiders won that grand final against the hot favourites in 94, the Canterbury Bulldogs. The Bulldogs got two players in the touring party. The Raiders got seven.
Yeah. Amazing team.
It did help the likes of Dave Ferner late and Brett Mullins that they won it.
Yeah, they were a great side, great side. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Thanks to Kia. If you're leaving the show, grab the SEN app to listen to the second hour. If you're still around, we'll be back soon.
Sports Day. The Kia Sportage has been crowned Drive Car of the Year. See it at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Welcome for the first time, Badge and Sats for Sports Day. We're going to get to some of your texts very soon. And Daniel from New Zealand sent a text through. We've also got here, there's a text here about, also about the Parramatta Eels season review. We're going to get to that very soon as well, which broke this afternoon, Badge.
Yes.
We've got our tips coming up for week two of the finals. Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport with the odds over the weekend with the AFL and the NRL.
I've got a quick text here before we tell you our songs again, because I think I'm way out in front on the song set. Hi, boys. We asked about great finals games, and we just played that Bears Broncos from 1993. 94. High Boys 1998 preliminary final, without a doubt, Eels versus the Bulldogs. I can never forget it. Eels skipped out to a big lead with 10 to go. They were up 18-6. Dogs came roaring back, 18-all. Extra time, two field goals by Craig Polamana and a doggies try. Rod Silver, what a fantastic player. Best final ever. Backward and back and forth. Richard of Cremorne,
it was
thanks
a great
for your
game.
Contribution. We'd better have a close look at that one.
So that was the game. Willie Taliau scores in the northwestern corner.
How do you know that?
And Darryl Halligan has to kick a goal, and it looks like it's going to hook, and for some reason it comes back and celebrates after it. They go to goal. I mean, Craig Polamana tried a field goal right on halfway at full time. It went underneath the crossbar. And they all celebrated like it'd gone over. And then to ice it in extra time, Travis Norton scored the last try.
Ah, yes.
Good
he
player,
scored
Travis.
A try,
Tex.
Trav.
Yeah, really good player. We've got some more texts that we'll get to very, very soon. And don't forget the votes for the song to finish the show. Now, Badge went for an 80s classic.
London calling through the faraway town. They're heading to London. The World Cup is heading there, and players should be aware that.
See, Jack thought you were talking about the EPL.
Oh, did he? No, yeah. I'm talking about players being selected in their in the train-on squad, or certainly being told to train on in case they're picked by the Kangaroos. And the further you go into the finals, and the better you play, I think the better chance you are of making the cut.
Yep. And
it was a 70s song too, Sats.
It was the 70s, was it? Really?
79.
Okay. Now, I've gone in honour of Steph Gilmore and her 8th World Championship.
This is creepy. I love the way you talk, you walk, you smile, your smile like now. Like wow, way out,
no doubt that I was gone the moment I lay. That is creepy, isn't it?
It is, Sat. So you should have listened to that before.
I'm an unashamed fan of Steph in the water and out of the water as well. So it's all right to say. And you know her dad. He's a great guy.
Very nice guy.
I remember interviewing him at a luncheon one year, Badge, and it wasn't long after Steph. Remember Steph was assaulted at her apartment block in Coolangatta?
Yep.
And I remember talking to her father and saying, how were you as a dad after that? Obviously, you would have wanted revenge. And you know what? He was so humble about it. He said, no, the gentleman that unfortunately attacked my daughter, he had some
mental health problems,
and we hoped that he got the right help, and could have gone another way. Fortunately enough, it wasn't.
And you consider that as part of her career too, that she had to take time off, I think, a couple of seasons, and she still won 8 world titles.
Absolutely.
So far.
Yeah.
So far.
Now, some more NRL news, and we'll get to that text. Daniel from Prairiewood on the SEN app says, Badge and Sats, did you happen to see the Fox Sports article that dropped this afternoon about a leaked Eels football department review? Was it leaked? I'm not quite sure. If it is, doesn't surprise me, in rugby league, which found that nepotism is rife and a disconnect between the NRL side and the Eels lower grades, with a lack of Eels philosophy.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was... That has been reported on Fox Sports as of late this afternoon.
So Nathan Brown, the coach, former coach, and
yep, was asked to come in and conduct a review. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and in that review, they're saying the review uncovered what the perception of nepotism. The perception is the key word there.
Of
nepotism.
He's not saying it is there
exactly in the appointment of staff and players. Now the argument. They didn't go into a lot of detail, but the argument, I'm led to believe, around this perception of nepotism is that there are coaches that are involved that have a strong allegiance to each other, where they're all friends. Their family members are part of some of the lower grade representative sides as well. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that if the young players are good enough to be playing there.
Absolutely. In fact, it can be great for your club to have, you know, relatives and brothers and sons. It can be really good if they're performing well.
Even in your staff badge, a lot of people might be surprised to hear this, but nepotism works in professional sport, in staffing situations.
Who's Craig Bellamy's offsider as far as
his son.
The digital stuff? His son, Aaron.
And is now officially an assistant coach as of next year. Yeah. He's looking after one part of their side. Yeah, so you have to have people within your organisation, as a coach especially, that when you turn your back, that you've got all those staff members that are preaching from the same hymn sheet.
And complete trust in them.
Absolutely. And it goes far beyond just your record as a coach or your credentials as a coach. You know, you have to be a good person. You have to have a really good relationship with your head coach. So that's going to be interesting how that plays out in the coming weeks. Now, Badge, you mentioned earlier
they're still alive in the comp and massive chance of winning tomorrow night and going to a prelim final.
They go to a prelim final, a lot of that disappears.
It's crazy.
Slowly.
Crazy.
But if they make a grand final.
If they don't, it resurfaces.
Yeah.
It all hinges on performance, as we've said.
Mm. Now, you said earlier on, Badge, New Zealand Rugby League selectors, they've finalised a 34-man squad, I should say, in preparation for the World Cup.
They sure have. One of the names we've been talking about the last few days has been Jared Rea-Hargreaves, who I believe he will be able to serve. He's in it, and he'll be able to serve his three games, his three-match suspension from the weekend in those early games against Jamaica and whoever else.
Yep.
Sat
Leeds, Leeds Jamaica, and
Leeds,
Lebanon.
Yeah. So, but there's some good, not unexpected names there, but also a few newbies as well, including Sebastian Chris and Matt Tumuko from the Raiders. There's a few others there, Sats. Braden Hamlin-Ueli.
Sean Johnson has been included and hasn't been playing great. But I think sometimes, Badge, and you know better than most, you've been on two kangaroo tours and tours to New Zealand, Papua New Guinea. For a long period of your career, even though you probably won't nail down a number seven jersey, you still sometimes, one, you've got to have depth, but two, you sometimes got to have that experience around you as well if he's a really good team member.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, really important that he's a good person to have in the squad and that he can contribute.
Yep.
You know, there's a few players there I reckon that might have been umming and ahhing at some point about whether to play for New Zealand or for Samoa or Tonga. But they've got a very, very strong squad there now, haven't they? Bailey Simonson, Jeremy Marshall-King comes into it as well. They haven't debuted for New Zealand just yet. Scott Sorensen, Jordan Rickey, Griffin Neen. They've got some good talent, good depth.
They have.
I like
they have.
Madge Maguire, the coach, of course, he's got himself a strong team.
Now, Badge, we spoke earlier on about the fan episode last night. Go back and watch it if you haven't seen it, listeners. It was an interview with Bobby McCarthy, Bob the Body.
Yep.
And we've also got from 465 here, also on the fan from weekend of last night, they went back to the SCG in the 1987 Grand Final highlights. Of course, because the Roosters are no longer playing at the Sydney Cricket Ground. They're now next door at the Allianz. They went back to the last grand final play there, which was you, Badge. In the highlights, the Canberra had a fullback with a porno mustache.
Some lowlights there for me.
Was there really? There wasn't that many, was there?
We got beaten.
I know you got beaten.
Cliffy
Lyons had a day out, didn't he?
He had a great day out.
Kevin Ward.
As he did many, many times. And, Ronnie Gibbs. And
do you know what? I still believe to this day, Badge.
Connor.
There was no wide angle. And Rex Mossop called it on the day. With Michael O'Connor scored a try from a Dale Shearer crossfield kick.
Yep.
I still believe to this day Michael O'Connor and David Ronson were offside.
Yeah, I agree. Let's replay it. No, they were too good, absolutely too good in this stifling heat of late September it was at the SCG, the last grand final played there. And I've said it many times before, big Kevy Ward, the Englishman, he'd gone home a couple of weeks before and he came back and in that heat, I think everyone thought, he'll struggle. He was one of the best on the park. I think he played the whole game.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Badge, we've got Glenn, actually. Glenn's text us on 0457 736 736. For the first time ever, I'm turning your show off. Glenn, you say that all the time. Actually, if you ring up, I'll get Jack to answer the phone.
Oh, would you do that to us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Shotgun Shine, he's talking about that great interview with Jai Arrow. It gave a great insight about how he felt playing against the Chooks.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
It was. I couldn't believe it. More nervous than playing State of Origin, than playing in last year's grand final. Just so nervous. And also great to hear he's a country fan as well. And, boys, Luke Combs, Rips, Big Voice, do yourself a favour and give him a listen.
We had
a little listen. We played a little bit there, and that's enough for me. Thanks, Shotgun Sean.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna follow him, Shotgun Sean. I'm gonna know a little bit more about him.
So
I'm a McClearmont fan as well. The sisters. Yeah. Now, Badge, Luke Keary has called for less contact at training. So through the pre-season, heavy contact, one-on-one contact, defensive contact is quite prevalent in the game. Has dropped off a little bit in the years gone by since the concussion rules have come in and a lot more emphasis and education around brain injuries. But he's called for less contact at training, and it's been backed up by the head of the Australian Sports Brain Bank.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Buckland. He says that CTE... So I guess we could, you know, we still don't understand enough about it, and they're doing their best to get as much information as they possibly can.
Mm.
But he says CTE is a progressive condition, and, you know, it's not just about getting a big hit and a big knock to your head, and that triggers. That could be that. But it's also about it all being cumulative. So the more hits you have, or the more knocks you have, or the more, you know, hard tackles and your brain bouncing around.
Well, it's the whiplash effect, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The more of that that you have, the more likely you are to have CTE. So they're saying reduce the number of hits and the contact at training, and you can, you know, you'll reduce your exposure to brain damage, and you might halve it. The possibility that you have it. I reckon I know where this is going. He's saying we are way behind other sports. It's, you know, it's compulsory in many sports around the world. It's going to be a difficult thing for clubs to do, but if they're told they have to do it, we know that the players and the players' union are very, very strong, and they won't be able to have heavy contact regularly at training. I get it in the off-season because you're getting ready and you have to actually suddenly go out there. You can't go from no contact at all to suddenly going and playing games.
Yes.
But there has to be a way that we ease into that. And then once the season's underway, I don't see why you need to have heavy contact.
I mean, if you had no contact in the pre-season, there is a big chance that concussions could be more prevalent.
Yes, and other injuries.
You get your head in the wrong position. And it's all about technique.
It's not just about concussion too. That could be about other injuries, yeah. Couldn't it? So that, you know, we need to find a middle ground here. Mm. But certainly, I'm hearing what Luke Keary's saying, and you know, these experts.
Luke, and you are right, Badge. It is about those little tiny knocks that aren't really concussions, but the brain is still getting shook in the head. And shaking in the head, I should say. But that can cause delayed concussion.
Yes.
An hour, 2 hours down the track when you're at home, you're relaxed, and all of a sudden it might be a headache, something wrong with your vision, blurry vision, whatever that may be. So the big knocks, the big concussions where you get knocked out, I mean, that's easier to treat, funnily enough, than the smaller ones that you get over a series of a week of training.
Now, I know nothing more about James Tedesco's knock in the first half last week when he went off. I don't know any more about that than anyone else does. But they did say he's passed it, his test, mm-hmm. and he's going to come back on. And then they went, no, he can't come back on. He's regressed or whatever's happened. That could be something like that, Sats. But I know from my own experience when I was playing in the local Brisbane comp, I got a knock in the first half, an elbow into my temple. And I played on till halftime about 10 minutes later. And then in the halftime break, I was a bit wonky, but yeah, no, I'm playing. And early in the second half, from that repeated, you know, as you said, your brain bouncing, I collapsed and had a fit.
In the dressing shed?
Yeah, no, 10 minutes into the game in the second half. So it was 20 minutes or half an hour after the initial hit. Now, I wonder if that's exactly what you're talking about, if that's the sort of thing that happened with James Tedesco. It's not always immediate that you know the damage. And sometimes that can be delayed, as you said, for hours and hours.
The good part about a badge is that players are far more honest about their symptoms now. Once upon a time, you wore it as a badge of honour to be able to go back out in the field.
But you still see players, like your first reaction, you see players, a lot of them have to be talked into going off. You just do.
I mean, that's
you don't want to go off.
Every part of James Tedesco would have tried to possibly fake his symptoms so he can get back out for an elimination final.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not what's happened. You know, I remember we played in 93, Badge. I was 20. We played Balmain at Leichhardt. And I ran onto – I saw Mark Guy running onto the ball. And I used to always know that Mark Guy used to love to run on the ball and he'd always step out just to try and beat a defender coming up or pass the ball before the line. And I was only a young guy and I studied the opposition. I knew that he was going to run onto a ball and step. So as he was running onto the ball, I came running out of the line. And as he caught the ball, he stepped and lifted his elbow. And I was a young kid.
Saw you coming.
Didn't put the bumpers up and got a hit straight to the head. and I stumbled around and I had the, you know, the wobbly boot on, got up, went back in the defensive line. And I can vividly remember sitting in the dressing shed at half time and everything was blue. I remember Wally Lewis coming over and saying, "Hey, you okay?"
What?
And I went, "Yeah, I'm okay." And I remember looking at Wally, who was the coach, and his whole, he looked like a Smurf. His whole face was blue.
And so what did you play on?
Yeah, well, you just
amazing, eh?
We just had to, didn't we?
And that's
you?
Like, it.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way you'd say no, I'm no good taking
where
off.
Where today you're not getting judged by your fellow players
and you're
if
not,
you don't go back on the field.
And if you want to go back, you're not going to be allowed to.
Yeah.
Which is how it should be.
And before we get to the break, Badge, the Broncos, after I don't think such a bad season. Yes, they missed out in the finals. Not many expected them to be anywhere near the top eight, let alone in the top four at some stage. Club chairman Carl Morris says Kevvy Walters, he'll see out the final year of his contract.
Yeah, they had a review with, what's his name? Dave Donaghy. Sorry.
CEO.
And board member Vicky Wilson as well, the veteran netballer.
Okay.
So they had a review and they've said, yep, play on, Kevvy. You're on the right track and we have improved from last year and we will get better. In isolation, that last 6 weeks, just ugly, ugly. But up until that point, outstanding. So they're expecting...
Expected them to be where they were. Nah. Even though they finished ninth, never expected that.
Yeah, and I think they could take another step in the right direction.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, why did they capitulate so badly? I've got to say that I know for a fact, Kurt Capewell, Payne Haas, Katoni Staggs playing with really bad injuries, especially Capewell. Many have said to me internally there that they're astounded that he's actually able to train throughout the week.
He's a tough lad.
So some three pretty key players.
But Pat Carrigan out as well.
Yeah, suspended.
You know, one of their leaders too.
Yeah. We're going to get to our tips next and we'll talk a little bit more about the week two of the finals matches over Friday and Saturday night coming up next. This is Badge and Sats for the all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Sports Day, the all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au. Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro, available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, for Elders Insurance, hands-on support for our local community. Let's talk about this weekend's finals. Friday night, Saturday night, of course, and starting Friday night at CommBank Stadium, the Eels are hosting the Raiders. And
sure are.
I'm going to solicit here for some listeners, and we've got some Parramatta fans, of course.
Yeah, they're all
in.
Telling me I'm dreaming going for the Raiders.
And I haven't looked, so you're going to educate me here, the listeners. I should have done my research on this. Eels fans, what's the record at CommBank Stadium over the last couple of years for the Eels?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
So the listeners can tell us, 0457-736-736.
Against the Raiders or?
They're just overall.
Oh.
Is it a...
You're pretty good.
Is it a hard place to beat the Eels at? But the Raiders badge, they're moving along nicely. I mean, they had a pretty good run leading into the finals. Some say you need
a very light run.
You need to be battle hardened. But the Raiders.
Well, they've won five in a row, but they beat the Dragons, Knights, Seagulls, Tigers. Yeah.
Yep.
Lower opposition down the table.
Mm.
Then they come out and beat the Storm. Now, that in the first week of the finals in Melbourne is a huge scalp.
Yep.
And they, you know, they're playing, I think they're playing with confidence and a fair bit of trust around what they're doing. Look, it's hard to get a handle on exactly what they do, and we've said that unorthodox way they play is probably one of their greatest strengths, because how do you defend against it? I'm sure it's got the Eels a bit perplexed. They'll be looking at trying to stop those offloads. That's the first thing. But outside of that, it'd be pretty hard to defend against. But I've got to say, the Eels, I take out those drops by drop bombs by Wonga Blake. They were in that game against the Panthers up to their necks. They were going really, really well. That was the first one, big turning point. Panthers scored not long later. And then the next couple as well. The Panthers really got some momentum and roll on from that. If they tidy that up, I think they're going to be super hard to toss the Eels.
Well, they were really good in the finals last year and pushed the Panthers 8-6, I think it was, in Mackay, that they were eventually tipped out of the finals. But last week's game against Penrith was a game of patience, and it's a game that Penrith are very, very good at. they will continue tightening the screws and suffocate you as long as you possibly can, and they'll wait for you to break. And that's what the great teams do, Badge. And and Penrith have mustered that. Now, I know Mitchell Moses went down injured. That, as you said, that was a huge loss to the Parramatta Eels. But even if he stayed on and they were in the fight, the biggest question was psychologically, were they going to be able to stay in that arm wrestle? Now,
is he definitely playing?
Well, he's finished the captain's run from all reports.
He's very likely
looks
playing.
Like he's going to play. It was a bad knockout. Like we said, he had the zombie look on the ground, didn't he? The Prey Manus look.
And it's an independent doctor. For anyone who's not aware, it's an independent doctor that has to give him the all clear. But he's expecting to be okay to go, right to go.
Now, we know all six teams that are left in the finals, physically, they're all the same. They're all as fit as one another. They're all carrying niggling injuries. So they're all on a level playing field in a sense of their health, their physicality, their fitness. Some have got better players than the other, but you're in the finals. So everything about from now moving onwards is above the ears. It's all psychological. Whether you can stay in those fights for long periods of time. Now, it's fair to say the Parramatta Eels have been questioned for a number of years and about how they handle these big occasions psychologically. It'll be asked again tomorrow night against the Raiders.
Yep.
And it'll be asked again if they win and go the following week. So they're always walking that tightrope, the Eels. And, tomorrow night, it's a huge test for them.
Winner plays the Cowboys.
Yes.
In Townsville.
On a Friday night, I'm led to believe. Mm. Yeah.
Which I would say you'd prefer than playing the Panthers in the prelim final.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's the case.
Now, Steve, who is a Parramatta fan, he reminds us every night, we've still lost games we should have won at Combank, but when we're on, we're on. And we'll be on this week.
When we're on, we're on.
Thank you for that, Steve.
I think everyone says that. Even the Tigers say that. They're just not on that often at the moment.
Mm.
But, yeah, well, we all know that. We know it's a hell of a good side. But, yeah.
Yeah.
My heart's still leading the way for me, Sats, and I'm going for the Raiders this week.
It's a tough one to pick. It's so hard to pick. I don't know.
I think you should.
I'm going Raiders at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we've just had listeners turn off.
I went Parramatta all last week until the morning of the game with Parramatta and Penrith. I was having coffee with a good mate of mine who won a comp in 2001 with the Newcastle Knights, Clinton O'Brien, front row, played Origin. And I said, I don't know, will Nathan be rusty? I'm not quite sure. And he said, I can tell you back in 2001, Sats, he said, Joey was out for about 8 or 9 weeks with a knee injury. Missed Origin that year, I think. And they went on to win the comp. He said, but I remember when he came back and he'd been out for a couple of months. He said, we just felt that special as players that he was in the room and he was putting his boots on. We just felt like no one's ever going to beat us. Doesn't matter how long he'd been out. And special players have the ability to not lose time. And that's what happened with Nathan last week.
He was good.
Yeah. Okay. Saturday night's game.
He wasn't. He was outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah. Sharks versus Rabbitohs at Allianz. Can the Sharks get themselves off the canvas after that physical and emotional battle last week against the Cowboys?
Yeah. But what about the physical game that the Rabbitohs went through and bashed and got bashed by the Roosters?
Yeah.
Back to a fresh start physically, I think, both sides, and back, on an even keel. Mentally, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Fitzgibbon, can he get the Sharks back where he needs to? Off that disappointment of losing a game that they had won.
Yeah.
8 minutes to go, they're up by eight. The disappointment of that can hang around players, especially if you're not experienced in big games. But they have got a fair bit of big game experience, the Sharks. Another tricky one at Allianz. This is the third game in a row, the Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Allianz. It's like it's their own stadium.
They broke a hoodoo last week as well. The team that comes out of the right size dressing shed has lost.
Well, they've only been
Freddie threw up something.
They've been going for 2 weeks. Well, the new stadium.
They broke that last week.
It's not a hoodoo.
Now, Badge, big games, big final matches. Do you need a clutch player? Do you need that player that, when the game's on the line, they can pull the trigger and?
Yeah, you do. Look, unless you get a good, a relatively easy win, which doesn't happen that often, but in the super tight games, of course you do.
Mm.
Who is it?
Well, for the Rabbits, it's, of course, Latrell, Cody, Damien Cook, Cam Murray.
And for the Sharks.
For the Sharks.
Nicho Hynes for sure. Wade Graham.
Nicho Hynes is probably the man you look to.
Yeah, I said Nicho, yep.
Yeah.
Wade Graham. They haven't got as many if you looked at it purely from that point of view. But they are strong across the board.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. Can you make a case for the Sharks? See, we keep doing this.
Absolutely I can. Yeah, they're one of the best defensive sides in the comp. And last week, of course, they conceded 32.
Mm.
You don't win too many games when you concede 32 in the finals.
Yeah, but they scored 30 against a Cowboys side that's very...
very good defensively.
They've
got to go to another level defensively against the Rabbits. Fortunately enough for Craig Fitzgibbon, he knows, as a great defensive player himself, that the Rabbitohs, 75% of their attack goes down the left-hand side.
Mm. But defending it...
Isn't it?
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. That's so tricky. Who are you going for?
Rabbitohs were scoring down their left side when they had 11 players.
I know. It's frightening, crazy. Isn't it?
I'm with the Bunnies.
Our colleague Joel Sugarcane, he says, you know, when pretty much all of your attack goes down, a lot of your attack, any team goes down the left-hand side, it's a preferred passing side.
Yeah.
Why don't you just throw one extra defender every time? It's pretty easy.
Because you'll leave the other side short.
Yeah, but you can always make up for that with the lack of skills from left to right. Some aren't as succinct in their passing from left to right.
Sounds easy, Joel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm going the Rabbits as
you
well.
You followed me both times. No arguments.
Mm. One of the texts that have just come through in relation to Ben Hannett currently softening up Gallen's head for Hodges to swing at. And Sonny Bill Williams to make a surprise entry from the top rope onto Gallen's head because Gallen refuses to get in the ring even though Cota Nassar has contacted Gallen. Yeah, that's – I don't know whether that fight's ever going to happen. I think it will. But Benny Hannett, is that right? It's 465. Ben Hannett is currently in there with Paul Gallen at 7:34.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I wouldn't have thought it'd be that early.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't read it that way that Gallen's refusing to get in the ring with Sonny Bill Williams. Gallen's saying –
let's do it.
They keep talking it up but never come to the party. So I'd disagree with that, but you might know more about it than I do.
Yeah. Hi, Scott Gary. Where is the Big Bunnies guy, mate, Happy Valley boy, the Big Boogie? I think that's Siri, Craig. Have you done that through Siri?
I think Siri's just having a chat to
us. Not quite sure. Yeah, of course, Woogie, if you're just joining in and haven't been with us throughout the week, is currently sunning, surfing in Bali. I don't think there'd be too much surfing.
No, he's just on. Someone pushed him into 12-foot waves at Uluwatu on a surf mat.
Now we just had a discussion
really
earlier on about
a couple of tourists.
Luke Keary's calling for less contact at training during the season. The NRL player has to sign a clause that if you have problems years later, you can't sue them. The game will fold.
That's not going to happen,
Judy. It's not going to happen, but it should. Toronto. Play the game because you love it.
Schoolboy talent.
Do it again, you do it all over again.
Yeah.
Mm.
Any word on where the best schoolboy league talent is going? Ipswich State High, any to Sydney NRL club, any going to Sydney NRL clubs, Sydney schools, etc.? No, I think they might stay in around Ipswich and Brisbane and play for the local teams. I'm not so sure, but yeah, they had a massive win, Ipswich State High, over Fairfield, well, Patrician Brothers Fairfield in the final last night, the final of the schoolboys comp, so that makes them the best team in the
country. Yeah. I've got to say, I actually was talking to a colleague the other day who watches a lot of the rugby in the GPS schools in Queensland. I think it's a three-way premiership title this year between three, I think Nudgee, TSS and someone else. And he's talking about four or five of their best players from those three schools are all signed to rugby league clubs.
Mm.
So the rugby's got to do a better job at that.
Oh, no, they have. Yeah, they do have. They've had trouble for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
Keeping them. Steve from Dubbo, yeah, we know you're a mad Para fan. If Brad Arthur's plan is to get Moses off once we hit an unbeatable lead, then he'll probably only get about 20 minutes game time. Mm. Good on you, Steve.
He's assistant coach. Is that Steve Murphy, the assistant coach?
Might be. Good on you, Murph.
Quite sure, yeah. Felders Insurance, from local football to community events, it's our way of giving back. A badge is saying the Raiders and the Rabbitohs. I'm concurring with that as well. This is Sports Day and the all-new Kia Niro, available in the hybrid, all electric. See more at kia.com.au. Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport up next.
Sports Day. The Kia Sportage has been crowned Drive Car of the Year. See it at kia.com.au. Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Time for us to do a Top Sport update. Home of the Top Sports betting multi. Download the Top Sport app today and gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Tristan Merlihan has kindly joined us again. He's got all the info for us that we need. How are you, mate? How's week two of the NRL looking?
Yeah, g'day, boys. And yeah, it was a great week one of the finals, and I'm very excited for week two because we've got some really good games. The Eels and your Raiders, where the Eels are $1.50 this weekend. The Raiders, $2.65. There's just been a little bit of support for them today, and I think they're a chance of causing an upset in this match. 6.5 is the line, and then the next game, it's a really tricky one to pick. It's 202 Cronulla, 181 South Sydney, and 1.5. I don't know what you guys think, but I just get the feeling after two intense games there for these two sides last week, one of these sides, I reckon, might just get away with it late. So I don't mind the 13-plus either side because I just feel it's such a tough game and I think the fatigue might set in the last 20 minutes for one of the teams.
Yeah, both those sides emotionally charged during and after that game with the Sharks and the Rabbits. Now, I can't wait for this also. The AFL prelims, the grand final qualifiers, Geelong and Brisbane, Friday at the MCG, Saturday Swans versus Collingwood. Now, Swans at home are going to be difficult to beat. The Lions, 2020, got beaten by 40 in the prelim against Geelong. Can they reverse that this time?
I think they're a chance. The betting suggests otherwise. It's $1.28 Geelong, $3.80 the Lions, and 22.5. But let's not forget it was a similar market last week when they took on the Demons. Yeah. And I think they played an absolutely fantastic game. They got Danaher back into this side. You know, Geelong, despite winning against Collingwood, it was quite a close game there for a long time. So I think Brisbane certainly are a bit of value in that match. And then, yeah, the second game, the Swannies $1.42, Collingwood $2.90, 17.5. I think that's going to be a beauty. Collingwood have so much confidence after disposing of Fremantle pretty comfortably, and the Swans have been the most informed team in the comp over the last 4 to 6 weeks. So that one is going to be a fantastic game at the SCG.
Tristo, the Victorians won't like it too much if it's a Lions-Swans grand final, will they?
And I think all Queenslanders and New South Wales will enjoy it very, very much. So we're certainly cheering at the Lions and the Swannies up here.
Righto. Anything else going on before we let you go?
Yeah, just real quick look at the racing. It is a fantastic day of racing in Sydney and Melbourne, but I think the one to look at is the George Main Stakes, where Animo and Zaki got a match race. Ooh. Animo, $2 into $1.95, the young up-and-coming superstar. Zaki, the old warhorse, $3.30 into $3.10. I think it is going to be a fantastic race. That's Randwick Race 7 on Saturday.
Can't wait. Have a great weekend, Tristo, and thanks for joining us on Sports Day, mate, as always.
Thanks, guys. Speak next week.
Good stuff, Tristan Merlihan there. Yeah, Sats, some more texts before we go to the break for McDonald Jones Homes. Hi, Gary and Scott. Parramatta, now finally a bit of love for Canberra. Parramatta is going to need more than Moses. They're going to need Jesus, David, Matthew and Luke. Good on you, Craig.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Now, we covered 1994. Knockout semi-final between the North Sydney Bears and the Brisbane Broncos. We asked for the listeners to bring up some of the other great finals, not grand finals, we can cover next week. Great match, 2003 final, Roosters versus Dogs. They bashed each other. Part of the reason Slats became a legend next week. Puffball from Blathurst. Oh. Bathurst, I should say.
Slats they and did. Blathurst.
They did. The Roosters players have actually said that they'd emptied the petrol tank the week before. And it was a really physical match. It was that one. Yeah. And Daniel says, in terms of great finals, the Broncos stormed 2008 semi-final with GI scoring on the bell.
Oh yeah,
memorable scenes of Lockyer screaming in disappointment.
That was.
Can you remember
a
the player that
game.
Dropped? Can you remember the player that dropped the ball from the Broncos? Hitting a really good tackle.
Yeah, it was one of the Sims.
Ashton
Sims.
He was,
yeah,
too.
It was one of his lowest points of his career, the poor bugger. We talked earlier about Woogie being over in Bali, yep, and trying to catch waves on his surf mat, getting in the way. Steve says the only paddling Woogs would be doing is if he spotted a Chico roll at the back of the break.
Well, he said that.
He's in Bali. I hope he doesn't see a Chiquito. He put a social.
That was a great scene from Caddyshack, wasn't it?
Oh, not good.
I mean, he put a social media post up. I think I mentioned it yesterday, the other day, saying, going for a walk. I said, yeah, to the buffet. That's about it. If you're having a great 3 weeks in Bali.
I know.
He hasn't been working here long enough to get that much annual leave.
Yeah, oh no, I think they might have moved him on.
Do you reckon that's...
He hasn't been able to tell us.
We're going to wrap the show up next. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for the Kia Sportage. As I said last night, I've bought one. I pick it up in December.
Your beauty.
It's the Jungle Green. and it's been crowned Drive Car of the Year. See it on kia.com.au.
Camouflage.
Sports Day, the all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au. Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. The all-new Kia Niro. Available in hybrid or all-electric. See more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, and thanks for all your all involvement throughout the night. And the Bledisloe has just kicked off about 4 minutes ago. There's no scoreline as yet. We haven't heard any updates from the boxing as well. And we've got a caller online, 1300 01 1170. And who we got? The Rabbit from Paddington. How are you, Rabbit?
Hey, g'day, boys. Hey, the final that sticks in my memory forever, remember 2014, Roosters playing South, and Roosters were up 14-0, mm-hmm. and Mitchell Pearce carries on like a clown until Ben Teo comes on, and Ben Teo picks up Mr. Pearce, and he throws him down on the ground, and he looks in his face, and he says, "This S-H-I-T stops now," and that changed the course of the game. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
You, I do. Rabbitohs remember every game against the Roosters.
He was good.
Everything.
He was good, the Rabbit, wasn't he? He was good, Ben Teo. He seems to be the forgotten player of the 2014 year. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he was really the player that G'd every other guy on the field when he came up. If you have a look at some of the comments from the other players, they said, Ben Teo came on and he said he just picks up a side. And there's players that do that, players that lead by example, and Teo was one of them. He was an angry man. He played like someone broke into his house every day.
Well put. Beautiful.
Thanks, Rabbit.
Good on you, Rabbit.
Thanks for your call.
Just look at that one.
Just on the Bunnies, talking to Michael Maguire once, and you know what the player that he puts down that premiership win to?
Not Sammy Burgess.
A guy that didn't play in it, Michael Crocker.
Ah.
He brought him to South for a reason, and he said he changed the way that we looked at training and the way that we approached our games. He said he set such a great example for the rest of the players, and he believes is a big reason why Sam became such a huge figure in the game, the way that he played. Yeah.
Took after Mick Crocker, watch for how he went about his business.
He was great. He was one of those players.
Brilliant stuff.
Okay, let's get to this.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, the Beaumont Tiles are Australia's biggest, and together with us, they want to boost your business. Head to iCanWin.com.au and you could win a $25,000 advertising package to promote and grow your business. And if you're a landscaper, Badge will come and put down some dynamic lifter for you.
Will I?
And some shrubbery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this your ads for you.
Sounds fantastic. And charge you $25,000.
What have we got, Badge?
Rachel Haynes has called time on her international cricket career after 13 seasons with the Aussie women's cricket team. So she's absolutely outstanding. Commonwealth Games gold she won at Birmingham. Two T20 World Cups in 2018 and 2020, as well as this year's 50-over World Cup in New Zealand. After all that, 13 years, she only played 6 tests.
I know.
They very rarely play tests.
Outstanding. They're an outstanding group, aren't they?
They absolutely are. If she was a male player, she'd have 100 and, you know, whatever tests to her name by now. So.
And what's going on with mate Greg Norman?
He says he tried to talk things over with the PGA. They brushed him for over a year and said, now I'm not interested because LIV is working. Is it? Is it?
I haven't seen one of their tournaments yet.
They're not being televised.
Yeah.
They don't need it.
A 465 has just texted and said, and we haven't got to his other text, I'm sorry about that, but Ben Teo coached Nudgee College, which is a private school in Brisbane, second 15 this year, and was the defensive coach for Nudgee College's first 15.
Right.
I think they were one of the premiers, I said earlier on.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your involvement tonight, but we can't finish the show until we get to this.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
Sats? Yep. Is it me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to tell Joe was going to tell us that story about you and our dogs. We had that competition, which is the smartest
dog. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, Frank versus Maggie.
Yep.
And, of course, Maggie won. You remember what happened there? As I said,
Remind me.
I asked Maggie, what's 9 minus 9? She said nothing.
No, that doesn't deserve a laugh. That's terrible, Matt. Okay, thanks for your votes throughout the night. Thanks to Joy Arrow, Tristan Merlihan, and all your involvement. And with 72% of the
72,
votes.
72, that's a laugh.
This is the winning song for this week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the AFL, enjoy the rugby league, and we'll see you next week. Won't feature in no magazine, but you're the best that's ever been. I'm glad that I met you. Take every day now as it comes. You take the cake, I'll keep the crumbs. I only hear the sound of drums in my heart, is that I get you. I love the way you talk, you walk, you smile, your style, your dress, your caress. Well, yes, 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 I'm impressed. And I was gone the moment I laid eyes on you.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.